Hey friends, I'm Scott, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Aaron Roney, and we're talking about the Azure CLI.
Yes.
Very cool. Thanks for coming by. So this is the new CLI that's written in Python, right?
Correct.
And it's kind of componentized, and it can have extensions.
Very componentized.
Yeah. A lot easier to use?
Much easier to use.
All right, cool. You're going to make me a web app, right?
I'm going to do a web app start to finish. We have nothing on my machine right now.
Seriously? Okay.
Yes.
Impress me.
Well, we are logged in to the Azure CLI 2.0.
That seems reasonable.
But I'm in an empty folder.
Mm-hmm. And you're on a Mac, by the way.
I am on a Mac, yes, showing the cross-platform support of the Azure CLI. And all I'm going to do is just use the cool new .NET CLI.
Nice.
To create a new web app. So we can do .NET new MVC.
Okay.
Create it successfully. And then we can actually restore, build. All of this doesn't take too long. Grab mm-hmm. the packages real quick.
Now you're doing a web app. In this case, you're doing a .NET web app. But I presume you could do whatever, Python.
Any web app. I'm just choosing to use the .NET core tool since they're cool and new.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And then I just built, and we can run. We're going to skip over local running. We're just going to go right through it,
yep,
and we'll deploy the stasher.
It runs locally.
We see that it runs locally.
All right.
So we can kill out of that. And one thing we'll need is we do need Git. So I'm going to init Git right there.
Okay. So we're going to be using Git as FTP for code.
Exactly. And the cool thing here is that I'm never going to leave the command line except to show some docs.
Nice.
So we're going to do Git, Azure CLI, everything straight from the command line.
All right, cool.
So the only other thing we need to do, I'm going to be lazy here and just add everything.
Nice.
And then we're going to do our first commit. And there we go.
Okay.
So one of the things that we are really proud of right now is the CLI docs. So if you just search for CLI, mm-hmm. Azure CLI, you can find tons of information on how to use the Azure CLI 2.0. And the part that we're really excited about is the sample scripts. We have sample scripts for very common scenarios, probably some of the first 90% of scenarios that users try when they want to use Azure, we have. So for example, we can go to web apps. And the thing that I'm doing today is I'm creating a web app and deploying it from a local Git repository.
Yeah, it sounds silly to like talk about how great the docs are, but seriously,
yes,
the docs are really good. and you see up there in the corner, you've got edit and share. People who see a bug in the docs can help.
Yeah, they can contribute. They can file a bug or contribute right in Git, mm-hmm. GitHub.
Nice.
So I've already created a group. I've already set up some of this other username and password for deploying and things like that.
Okay.
So we can pretty much copy and paste straight from...
Okay. You're even going to make a free one. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll make a free app service plan. And the app service plan, of course, is the thing that the web app sits on top of.
Correct.
Now, you're using a free one, which is kind of a one-to-one relationship, but I use an S1, a standard
S1,
one.
Yeah.
I've got 20 apps in that. One
yeah,
app
so you're
plan.
Scaling it up, mm-hmm. or in the plan, you're scaling one app.
I have 20 separate individual web apps.
Ah, yeah, all in one S1.
Because I don't want to spend money.
Exactly, the S1s are not too expensive either.
Yeah.
So then we're going to create a web app right on top of that plan.
Okay.
And as you said, it's a free plan. One of the other things that's nice here is we're keeping these docs very well up to date. And one of the problems here is that there's a lot of steps. And we're actually working currently on reducing this down to about 4 steps.
Yeah, like with the previous CLI, which was written in Node, was a little bit slower, wasn't as intuitive. The one thing I thought it did that really made it shine was I could go Azure Site Create --git.
Exactly.
So as an extra step here for the Git, it'd be nice to have it be smaller.
Exactly. And that's actually in the works.
Nice.
And then this sample, mm-hmm. you can just look it up. And that's this sample that we're working through mm-hmm. will be updated with those new
commands. I understand that you're not just updating docs, but you're updating the app itself. Like the Azure CLI gets updated like every couple weeks?
Yeah. So we ship every 2 weeks. Kind of major, minor is mm-hmm. what we do. Mm-hmm. Major for a month and then minor in between. Mm-hmm. And you can actually update. I can do it right here.
I don't want to mess up your demo.
AZ component update.
Oh, well, self-updating.
Yeah, self-updating. And I did the update like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
I already reran the demo to make sure everything's good. So
okay, cool.
The update didn't do anything right now, but Nice. It will when there's new features. So one thing that I did real quick here is I can get my local Git endpoint. So we've got a little bit of querying there to grab the URL from the response we get back from the HTTP call.
So you've queried the new web app for that, and then now you do a Git remote add?
Exactly.
All right.
So yeah, so now we have this endpoint, and all we need to do, and it's in the tutorial as well, but I'm not getting good clicks here.
It'd be cool. You said output TSV. It'd be cool if you could output it to clipboard.
So I can. We could also go straight to a...
Yeah, pipe it to the clipboard or pipe it back to...
We could go straight to a... This is slow.
That's all good. Well, because it's a command line application, you can decide how you want to output information. You can put it into an environment variable.
Correct. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to stick this right in a variable.
Mm-hmm.
And now... just as you mentioned, we can do a Git remote add Azure, and we can go ahead and use this variable.
Sweet.
So like I said, it is part of the tutorial in case you're not as familiar with how those Git steps work. And the last thing we need to do, thankfully I already added the commit, added all my code to that commit, and so now we can just do, as the tutorial mentions, a Git push Azure master.
Mm-hmm.
And type
my secret password prompt, like
yep.
The key there. That's cool.
Cool.
Now, let's see what you're sending up here. You didn't check in your binaries, did you? You have a git ignore?
I did not. That's why I said I cheated, and I was lazy, and I did a git add star.
Oh, so you are checking in the binaries.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that is lazy.
Yes.
I won't judge you. Interesting. Okay, so then you can see the remote is coming back from Kudu.
Correct.
We've done episodes on Kudu before. So this section here where it says password down to where it says total, that was all local.
Exactly.
And then remote is literally happening in Azure. And then, of course, here, this is kind of cool. You're seeing a D drive even though you're on a Mac because that's the D drive of the Windows machine that
yep.
you're deploying to.
Yep.
Okay, so it's doing its package restore and bringing the NuGet packages down. There they go. So the app, while this is happening in the background here, the thing is written in Python.
Correct.
It's open source and it's on GitHub?
It is on GitHub.
Okay.
You can file issues. You can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have had community members contribute and we appreciate them greatly.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things do people contribute? Like what are some low-hanging fruit for people to add things to?
A lot of times it's just small issues mm-hmm. that are kind of corner scenarios that aren't as popular on Azure or the mm-hmm. Azure CLI 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also had contributors from Canonical when mm-hmm. they have a specific issue that affects Linux users. And we'll work with them to fix some of those issues.
So there could be an opportunity for someone who's new at open source to get involved. It could be something as simple as changing docs or fixing a spelling error.
Yep.
Or
we've had those.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Or if there's an edge case, like you say.
Exactly.
Some aspect of the CLI that hits an edge case that is met. And there you go. Deployment
exactly.
successful. And there it is.
It is successful. So we could either navigate to our web app or... we can use, oh man, I just clicked Slack. Or we have a command that'll just bring up your favorite browser.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just click Siri. So we're going to do that. And Siri's going to be asking me questions.
So what kind of, so right now it seems very configurable, but there are some command line things to memorize.
Yes.
Are some of them kind of like ubiquitous, like there are commands that are, you know, what are switches rather that are on every command?
They are. So especially if we scroll up here.
Like I see resource group a lot.
Exactly. Dash G we see a lot. Location you'll see a lot. So we are working on having defaults. So if you're, today is this resource group day, you can set that as a default and you won't have to type dash G everywhere.
That would be really, really helpful because when I look at it, I get things like Azure App Service or Azure VM. Those things make sense.
Exactly.
But it's then the dash name, dash resource group. If you could scope it
yep.
for a little bit.
Yep. And that's we're actually working on that. That should be within some the next few milestones, so sometime within the next two to four weeks.
That's cool. It's great that it's open source, that it's updated regularly, that people can get involved. And maybe in another episode, you can show me how to set it up on my machine.
I can. I think we will definitely do that.
All right, cool. Fantastic. We're learning all about the Azure CLI and creating web apps here on Azure Friday.